You're listening to SBS News.
50 years ago, on the 16th of September 1975, at a ceremony in Port Moresby, the Australian flag was lowered for the last time and replaced by Papua New Guinea's flag. Attending was the then Prince Charles, Australian Prime Minister Gough Whitlam, and the country's first Prime Minister, Michael Somare. With this, Papua New Guinea declared independence from Australia, who had administered the territory since 1946. It had earlier been ruled by colonial powers as British Papua in the south and German New Guinea in the north. Father Paul Sire, a Catholic Carmelite priest in Melbourne, was a child on Papua New Guinea's Manus Island at the time of independence.
I was in grade one when we had independence 1975, 16 September. As a little kid, we participated and with a dance and all that, and it was wonderful.
Throughout this week, he will be celebrating the anniversary at events in Melbourne. Several others are taking place around Australia. Tahiti Viri Dabiro came to Australia in 1993 and believes PNG has much to be proud of.
It's our rich culture, our traditions, you know, our diverse, many languages. We have 700 plus languages. So that's how rich and diverse our language is. Obviously, our incredible food, which is a lot of carbs, and then as you know, our abundant natural resources, and with that comes with the strength and resilience of our people. So when I think of 50 years, that's what comes to mind.
Reaching unity in a region with hundreds of different languages, inaccessible mountainous terrain, and a mostly rural population was indeed a major achievement. As a Deakin University historian, Dr. Jonathan Ritchie explains.
During the 3 years or so prior to PNG becoming independent, there was a massive consultation exercise, people going out into the highlands, out to islands, villages, everywhere, asking people what should go in. And there were a whole lot of questions, really quite detailed questions, about what should be the correct relationship between different levels of government and, you know, what should be the relationship between the judiciary and the executive. And even some much less complex, but really profound questions like, who should be a citizen of Papua New Guinea? What are the qualifications to be a citizen?
50 years on, the country still faces massive challenges, including a tribal fighting, lawlessness, corruption, and high rates of domestic violence and illiteracy. But unlike many former colonies, its democracy has remained relatively stable and free of political coups. This is something Dr. Ritchie attributes to important cultural and political movements around building a national story.
I think it's one of the reasons why Papua New Guinea has been constitutionally quite stable for the last 50 years, because there was real effort by the Papua New Guinean leaders, including Michael Somare, but also a group of others, to make sure that the people of Papua New Guinea felt that they owned their independence, and in particular their constitution, which is now called, sometimes at least in Tokpizin, their mama law, you know, the mother law.
Throughout the past 50 years, its relationship with Australia has remained strong. Close military ties between the countries were forged during World War II, with the 1st Papua Infantry Battalion embedded into the Australian Army in 1940. Beyond locals supporting Australia's infantry on the Kokoda Trail, PNG's soldiers also fought and died alongside Australian forces fighting the Japanese since 1942. Dr. Ritchie again.
So I suppose the relationship that Australia and PNG have on a military side does go back to that sense of shared, sharing the ordeal, shared bravery, shared courage, shared humour, all the ways, all through that shared ordeal.
That relationship is being further cemented with the signing of a defence pact between Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and his counterpart James Marape during Independence Anniversary celebrations in Port Moresby. Mr Albanese told the ABC it will significantly elevate the defence partnership between the two countries.
It's an upgrade in our security relationship to a treaty level, to the sort of level that we have with the United States and our important allies.
The deal will also allow citizens of PNG to serve in Australia's military in return for a pathway to citizenship here. For Father Paul, Australia has played an important role in Papua New Guinea's history.
And the good thing about us, the Papua New Guineans, I suppose, our independence is that we didn't fight for it, that there's no bloodshed, you know. And as one of our prime minister puts it, that when we lowered the Australian flag, we didn't tear it. We just, with respect, came down and appreciated what Australians have done. So, I think that that's one of the pride that we Papua New Guineans have, is that we're able to see that nonetheless of situations, you know, ups and downs of the country, at least, we have come this far with pride and success.
Edwina Guinan, SBS News.